USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wholesale prices are surging to levels never seen. They jumped 8.6% from last October, with a producer price index rising 0.6% last month. Meantime, gas prices are the highest they've been in 7 years. The national average for regular is just under $3.42 a gallon, more than $1.30 higher than it was 1 year ago. This as President Biden is acknowledging that people are worried.
We're in a situation where there's a lot of anxiety. Gas prices are up exceedingly high. They've been up this high before, but not recently. Gas price, that's why I have the Attorney General taking a look at whether or not these gas companies are gouging people, because although the price of oil is coming down some, the price of gas hadn't come down some.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As vaccine mandates go into effect in Los Angeles, Los Angeles City and County workers and their families and friends held a rally in a downtown park near City Hall Monday, protesting the city's strict vaccine mandates. One protester explaining how his stance against the vaccine mandate is costing him his job.
I took a really strong stance, and as of now, I'm actually on suspension as of this month for 30 days. I will be getting a notice of unsatisfactory reprimand and then followed by a termination.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The mandate also includes a requirement for businesses to check the vaccination status of customers. Pfizer is seeking FDA approval of COVID-19 booster shots for all adults ages 18 and up. Right now, individuals must be 65, have a chronic medical condition, or a high-risk job. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Biden administration is asking a federal court to lift the block on its new vaccine mandate for companies with more than 100 employees. The rule was paused over the weekend by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, citing concern over the constitutionality of the mandate and other statutory issues. The administration wants to stay lifted while the rules are reviewed by the court. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley tells Fox News, "We are entering uncharted territory regarding vaccine mandates."
President Biden made no secret that he wanted to impose a national mandate. And then many people, including the White House counsel, informed him, you can't do that. You have no authority to do that. And so this was Plan B. They decided the sort of creative use of OSHA to say that this is about protecting a workplace. The problem is OSHA has never done anything like this. It's using a thing called an ETS, or an emergency temporary standard. That avoids having to do rulemaking. That can take a long time. The problem here for the Biden administration is it made no secret that this was a sort of workaround, the fact that it doesn't have the constitutional authority to do this directly.
SpaceX's Crew 3 is set to blast off tomorrow night from Florida. Forecasters saying launch conditions are at 80% go. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.